It's Tuesday, and this is the Ramsey Call of the Day, part of the Ramsey Network. Rachel Cruz, Ramsey personality, number one best-selling author a couple times over, is my co-host today here on the air. So, Rachel, article came out in Inc. magazine. Southwest Air just made a tough decision. Is it risky or smart? Southwest is trying to do one thing. Harvard Business School, they say to do the opposite. Well, I think I know whose side I'm going to come down on this already. I'm just guessing that Southwest Air might know more about business in their little finger than Harvard Business School does in the whole freaking campus, but I could be wrong. Let's look and see what the article says. Both United Airlines and American Airlines warned over the summer they would start furloughing thousands of workers on October 1st if that date passed without an extension of the federal aid to airlines that the government approved in April. The October 1st deadline passed, the stimulus didn't. But at Southwest, which lost $17 million a day.
Oh, my gosh.
During the third quarter.
$17
million. A day. Has seen revenue drop 70%. CEO Gary Kelly did something a bit different. Now, sidebar, it's fair to note, because I'm biased, Rachel's biased.
We know
Mr. Gary Kelly.
You know him. I don't.
Well, you've met him here, and I know him fairly well. And he's spoken for us at Entree Leadership, and he is an incredible man.
He's wonderful, yeah.
He's an incredible leader and a person of character. So I will go ahead and say that I know that up front, and that would taint my reading of this article. This week, Kelly recorded a video for employees in which he said Southwest will keep its streak of not having had layoffs or furloughs for its entire history, at least until the end of the year. While Kelly would, of course, welcome federal aid, he said he's no longer counting on the government. Instead, he wants Southwest to cut its own corners. He's starting with himself. He will go without a salary until the end of the year. Oh, until the end of 2021, for a year and a half.
Yeah.
The other senior executives will take a 20% pay cut during that same period of time. Other non-union employees will take a pay cut of 10% so that everybody can keep their jobs. Kelly promised there would be no layoffs through the end of 2021, and their salaries will snap back, regain the 10% pay cut after 1 year. He said he'll also be asking unions to match the pay cuts. My goal has been, and it remains, no furloughs, no layoffs. If we fail to reach an agreement on reasonable concessions with the unions quickly, that will be the last resort. Basically putting the ball in the union's court, both of the unions representing Southwest Air flight attendants poured cold water on the idea of voluntary cuts. Flight Attendants Union sent me a statement saying they had made it clear that the company in previous conversations that our members are not interested in making concessions to a contract that took decades to obtain. Agreeing to discussions is different to agreeing to a concession. So we put the unions in the corner, and they're coming out looking like fools. Because if you're a union guy and you don't understand that when money's not there, it doesn't matter what your contract says, I can help you with that. They're going to lay your butt off. You're gone. Okay? Union contracts do not create money where there's not money. And when the entire top echelon of leadership takes a pay cut and no pay, and everybody else takes a pay cut, but you stand there with your little lip stuck out, it leaves you guys looking stupid in this union, I'll just tell you. I mean, you union people be mad at me if you want to be mad at me, but this is a basic math problem, a company trying to survive, trying to help everybody keep their jobs, and the union's being a grouch. There's a different, unions are, you know, if the company's being greedy, yeah, get after them. But this is not about greed. This is about freaking survival, you dubs. It seems pay cuts might be best, but it happens to fly in the face of the advice that Harvard Business School professor Christopher Stanton and some of his colleagues give. They say lay people off instead of cutting salaries. Otherwise, you risk your top performers moving on and you risk morale. They don't take into consideration that morale is not a problem at Southwest Air.
Oh, I was going to say morale. I mean, if I'm working for a company and the CEO and the top execs are cutting their salary, that makes me
taking no pay.
And he takes no pay. That makes me almost more loyal to them, where I'm like, you're sacrificing your life to keep me. Thank you.
I mean, you would think.
So it's just funny that the Harvard guys are like, oh no, that's going to like
hurt morale.
Yeah,
hurt. Because see, they think morale is based on money, and it's not. It's based on culture. And one of the strongest culture companies in America is Southwest Air.
Yeah. Yep.
The culture there is you can cut it with a knife. It's so thick.
I traveled all the time on commercial for so long. Southwest, I ended up, that's the only place I would fly because they were the easiest. If stuff happened, oh, they were so accommodating. They're wonderful. Wonderful compared to other airlines. So yeah. I'm a Southwest fan.
We're big fans. They're not advertisers. They didn't pay us to be sponsors or something like that. But we're just
I will Southwest if you want to give me some free
if you want to come on, if you want to come on the radio and be an advertiser while you're broke, that'd be great. But yeah. I don't think this is happening, Rachel.
I know.
I'm going to help you with that. They just cut pay, okay?
I know. I'm putting two and two together.
This is all about saving jobs. Gary laid out a plan, the article says, to do just that, save the jobs. Our business is in intensive care, and our CEO is doing everything possible to save jobs and navigate through it. Now, we pick on, all of us in America, pick on politicians, and we pick on corporate greed people. But when they behave in manners that is not greedy, when they behave in a manner with character, we also need to call them out and say, well done. Well done. Because I don't know when I've seen in an organization that size the leadership team step up and say, we're not going to get paid so you can keep your job. We're going to survive.
It's amazing.
And now they make a lot more money, and they've got some money in the bank, and they're probably, I suspect Gary's a millionaire or multimillionaire. He probably is. He should be. He's the freaking CEO of Southwest. I mean, really. But, in other words, he's probably okay at home. He's probably not going to lose his house because of this or something. I suspect that would be shocking to me. So it's not like that. But they did, leaders, real leaders, put the team that they lead, the good of the team ahead of themselves. Otherwise, you shouldn't have a team. If your team's not worthy of you being sacrificial to keep them in place, you shouldn't have had them there anyway. You should have already fired them because they're not worthy. And so this is the way we did it at Ramsey, but we're a little 900-person organization. We're not $17 million a day burn rate. Goodness, it's hard to get your mind around. But, there are some people out there in the middle of this COVID suppression nightmare, ridiculous mess that we're in the middle of economically that was contrived as crud. But the airlines are just, their finances are a disaster. And here's a guy standing with his face in the fire, doing the right thing. Hats off to you, my friend Gary. Hats off to you. Southwest, we love you. We hope you guys make it. We hope you turn it around and prove one more time that what we already knew, that Harvard Business School is not worth the money. Thanks for tuning in to the Ramsey Call of the Day. To check out all of our podcasts, just search Ramsey Network on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen.